Beeldend kunstenares Sashi Miyashi studeerde in Amsterdam aan de Gerrit Rietveld Academie en het Sandberg Instituut. In 2014 won ze de Theodora Niemeyerprijs en op dit moment is haar werk te zien in de tentoonstelling Uchi no Koto in CBK Oost. Uchi no Koto is gebaseerd op het Japanse woord uchi, wat huis, familie, binnen en in sommige regio's ook ik betekent. 8 kunstenaars hebben afgelopen zomer 2 maanden lang in Japan de tijd en ruimte genomen om hun inzichten over uchi vorm te geven. In CBK Amsterdam Oost worden de resultaten en de observaties en ervaringen die de groep in Tokio heeft opgedaan verder uitgewerkt en vormgegeven door middel van performance, video, installaties, fotografie, events, lezingen. Nou ja, kortom, alles dus zo'n beetje. Welkom, Sashi Miyashi.
Hallo.
nice that you are here.
Thank you.
We decided to do this interview in English.
Yes, please.
Before we start talking about your work, I want to ask you what happened in Paris.
Yes.
2 days ago. Is that something that you extra touched as an artist? And you are always busy to express yourself in word and image.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How is that for you?
Yeah, it is quite. Yeah, impact,
yeah?
These things happen. And yeah, because we have freedom,
yes,
to express something. And also we are very much taking responsible to express something. So it's not only the images are going out from the body,
yeah,
but also we are very much taking care of it.
Yeah.
That's the very much base, make a base of the culture,
yeah,
and then culture also grow by the artist and also the people who are around, and that's very much important,
yes,
to keep the make things, that's,
yeah,
keep the freedom among us.
Yeah, true. And maybe your work is not direct and comment on what happened on politic issues. But can you understand that some artists are more afraid now?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Because we not having a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons something else, but we are holding, we are, how we are practicing, it's very much a, how do you say, try to communicate with society,
yes,
what's happened,
yeah,
in this moment, and the weapon, it's too direct, too also abstract, and also breaks everything.
Yeah.
So we are constantly, we have to constantly invent something that's how to communicate with,
yeah,
society. That's,
is that also happened to you, that you, mm-hmm, had before, you want to make some work that you decide, well, is this okay to show my audience? Or
I think it is always some, yeah, like effort to produce or to give
what
a
do you
birth
want to tell? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, and it's always has to be something like very intense meeting with outside of my world. So I think this is one of great excitement, but same time I'm not blind, so I'm,
no,
always seeing myself outside also. So it's always, I have a mirror, reflect myself. That's very important that somebody else that talk about my work, it's not possible to show or not. So this can create the place for the discussion that I would like to take.
Yeah,
yes,
right. You studied at the Gerrit Rietveld Academy and
yes,
Sandberg Instituut.
Yes.
When do you start? Because you're from...
I'm from Japan.
Japan, yes.
Yes. And Yeah, actually 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I was traveling in
Europe.
So
you speak Dutch, Sashi.
That's also political issue.
Yeah.
Yes, I decided to stay in Amsterdam and study art. I have a
Decided in Japan to come to Holland for art study.
When I was traveling in Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got like, yeah, now I have sometimes, so I have to decide now.
Okay.
If I want to stay or to look at myself a little bit deeper, like in a different condition.
Yeah.
So that was quite some challenge to come here and then, choose. Decided to
to stay here and to build up a life here and
Look at the education.
Was that hard?
It was hard and so quick. Time is just passing very much broken away. But I got a lot of nice people, lots of friends, and everybody so supportive.
Yeah, but Sashi, you are a terrific artist, really. I saw your work and it's, I think it's unbelievable what you're doing. Most of your work, let's talk about your work, are installations.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your work in general?
I have always some issues in my mind, like how I look at the society or world and what's my emotions like. So I have this is the, let's say, the starting point, and then I try to reflect on also the site where I am and where I will meet audiences. So I would like to build something very realistic way and some site-specific, how do you say, approach to, sometimes try to connect with the elements which
is
already in the site, or connect with history of architecture, or history of the city, or like just meeting person, and then so to do the research and then make it live.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to quite make a quite realistic space. That's I always try to make.
Interesting. Mm. And talk about research for this new exhibition. Uchi no Koto?
Yes.
Is that correct? Uchi no Koto?
Uchi no Koto.
Uchi no Koto.
Yes.
You've been to Tokyo for two months.
Yeah, summer.
Last summer. Can you tell a little bit more about that exposition and what you've been doing in Tokyo?
We are nine artists together, so five artists from the Netherlands and Germany, and four artists who based here in the Netherlands. So we are nine members.
Yeah.
Went to Tokyo, and then
in one place or
one place.
Okay, one place.
And then so we our subject was about house, family, I and the inside. So the uchi, it's the that's the holdings or meaning. So the what it's family for you.
Okay, interesting.
Categorize or what space or place or how to explain. So it's quite a lot of interesting topics comes out. So then,
And you talk a lot with family or how? How was your research?
Yeah, exactly. How like artists self like asking themselves, what's the house for you? What's the family for you?
Yeah.
How to categorize the house. So those topics, and we create events and lectures and also workshops. And also on researches. Yeah, that's
and what do we see in CBK Oost? What do you bring from Tokyo to here?
Yeah, like there is quite a lot of things that we had to...
Of course, yeah.
...digest. In a way, the result is quite incredible, big installations, let's say, because, yes, Civic Amsterdam, quite some spaces. We are so happy to use, like, yeah, such a big space. And... yeah, one work from Ide Lekman and then Nicola Kilkins. Both of them are major actual houses, the old Japanese house. And then they made the benches or like follow the outline of the house.
Okay.
So like you can see the actual sizes in Amsterdam, let's say.
Wow.
And then we use the space as also activities, workshops, lectures, and then filming, screening.
Yeah.
So we kind of transform like what we got in Tokyo, and then we
translate it to,
digest it, and then, try to express the contemporary essence of what we got.
And you also built an installation there.
Yeah, I made one installation. I was very much busy with looking at the in-between space of the buildings because in Tokyo, a lot of in-between spaces, the buildings. So.
What do you mean with in between?
Yeah, this is difficult to explain for you, I think. Because in Amsterdam, all buildings are touching each other.
Okay, oh,
create
you mean like
one
that, yes.
Wall.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Tokyo, you see always some spaces in between houses.
The buildings, yeah.
So it's kind of wasting spaces. But also interesting this, why the spaces there? So I wanted
kind of... What is the meaning of that open space?
Exactly. Not only physical space, but also mental space.
Yes.
That also you can see it in between humans in a society. So I wanted to take this element, try to transform it in a Sebekar.
Sebekar, and what kind of material do you use for it?
I made two walls. And then it's like very narrow spaces. Then I made staircases. And so I wanted to have this in-between spaces. I said wasting space, but actually I want to use this narrow spaces because if you walk through and somebody is coming, you are very much fitting each other, and you have to communicate to each other. That's also the one of positive element of such spaces. Also, it's like two different organizations always having some gaps. So this gaps, it's the space where you communicate to each other. So I wanted to make something symbolical like this.
Well, interesting. It's very nice. Yeah, very nice to see. For how long is this exhibition?
Until 17th of January.
Okay.
And, actually, tomorrow we have a lecture and start from the 2:30.
Yes.
And it's about a young designer and artist going to talk about... some project with Japan or topics of Japan, and we are inviting the Intuiti Fabric and Nick Plus, Aka Heinik, and Nicola.
Well, on the website, people can find it, I think. Maybe that's a better idea.
Yeah, organized by Makiko Shinoda. So,
okay.
Welcome to see our...
Thank you. Dus morgen is er een lezing in CBK Oost om 2:30. En dat gaat over de topics van Japan. En de artiesten zullen zelf ook, of de kunstenaars zullen zelf ook aan het woord komen. Sashi Miyashi, where can we follow you?
Huh?
Where can we follow your work? Because the work you make is,
Now I
so
have
great.
Let's say, And also I have a project at the Van Abbe Museum.
In het Van Abbe Museum. Okay. So we come all to het Van Abbe Museum to see your work there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someday I have a performance.
Really?
So, yeah. Two o'clock, yes. That's also work.
Dus als u zaterdag naar CBK bent gegaan, dan kunt u zondag door naar het Van Abbe Museum. Sashi Miyashi, thanks that you were coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.